Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape.
Hey-oh! That was Ed McMahon. That's who I channeled there. Do you remember?
Does that make me Johnny Carson?
Yes, I am your Ed McMahon. So here's Lonnie!
That's a new one.
Tonight on Berg Vivant to talk about We Are Among Us. Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
There's no doubt about that. That's factual. And this is at City Theater.
Yes,
you've gone to see this and you have quite a bit to say about it.
I do. It runs until June 2nd. And before I even get started, I'm going to say I encourage all theater lovers in Pittsburgh to make a sincere effort to get to see this.
Whoa.
Yes.
Okay, so I take it you enjoyed it. That's a pretty good recommendation right out of the gate.
Absolutely. You know? This really, truly is a masterpiece of intelligent theater. Hmm. Stephen Belber is the playwright, and he's also a very prolific playwright-screenwriter, and he actually was a co-writer on the Laramie Project. I love the script. It tells a really complex story. It's very intricate. It leads you down so many different pathways, and there are all these unexpected revelations that occur. It's just beautifully crafted. I love the script, and even though it's a world premiere, I can't imagine changing one word of it.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, again, that's quite a compliment for me. You're not a pushover all the time.
No,
you
I'm
know?
Not.
I mean, sometimes when you start about how nice the set and costumes were, we're like, what? Oh, well, we know. But yeah, okay. So pretty cool. Can you explain to me the title, We Are Among Us? Because to me, that sounds like something I'd say drunk at the Brillo box at 2 a.m. last call. We Are Among Us, you know, up on the stool. What does that mean?
I think it has to do with the interconnectedness of all of us in this world.
Oh.
Because what actually happens in this, and a reporter played by Jo May, and by the way, she's really very sharp and crisp and convincing as a reporter, you know, going after the facts. She decides to write an article about an incident that occurred in Afghanistan about 8 years ago. And as a result of some investigating that she does in this article that she writes, all the characters' lives are deeply impacted and changed by this article. And she is an American journalist in America writing for an American magazine about something happened across the world, and still we're all interconnected. I think that's it.
Hmm.
That's how I see
it. There we are. Among each other.
Yes.
Very good.
It's very thought-provoking. It was directed by Adrian Campbell Holt, who just recently won an award in 2018, the Lucille Lortel Award for Visionary Directors. So this play is so different. I think they picked a good visionary director to direct
Absolutely.
It. So anyway, after this article is written by Jo May's character, it impacts greatly Lisa Velton Smith. Her role is a contractor, independent contractor, who was in Afghanistan at the time of this incident.
Mm.
And she's also now back in the U.S. and a mother. It affects her relationship with her son. It affects her relationship even, I think, a little bit with herself, because she has to examine so much about what happened and process it all. But she gives an amazing performance. It's deeply moving. And she is an actress. Her actor was so lucky because she got to express just about every emotion an actor can express. So many highs and lows, and she did it all so well. Very good. Very good job. And her son, Beau, is played by Eric Weigand. And he was deeply conflicted about his relationship with his mother after this article came out. but yet...
Sounds like Thanksgiving dinners at my house.
It could be. Yet he plays his character, you know, with so much sympathy, and he's so likable. You just really deeply feel for him. And the person most impacted is the character Khadija, who's played by Nilan Janer-Bose. And I don't want to tell you too much about what happens to her, obviously, but the way she plays her character is so sweet and innocent and optimistic. And as an audience member, you're just there, just really pulling for her. Can't tell you.
Oh, well.
There's lots of unexpected things in this.
Very good.
Yeah. And rounding off the cast is the very talented Kyle Hayden, who happens to be a Pittsburgher.
Oh, that's
and
good.
An assistant professor at CMU.
Oh, well, good to get him out of the classroom here a little bit and stretch his legs.
Absolutely.
What stood out to you the most overall?
I would have to say the complex twists and turns in the script and how it just was so thought-provoking and sometimes heart-wrenching. Mm. And it just, I think everybody can find something in it that they can relate to. And it's all about truth. What is true? The value of truth? Is truth always the best way to go? You're reminding me of Jodi Picoult novel, how you just finish one and just think and think and think. This is a great show to see with a friend and discuss it afterwards, because it sticks with you.
Well, hopefully I can get to see it, and then we can talk about it over a martini.
I'd love that.
Oh, God. And it plays through June 2nd, you said, correct?
Yes, that's right.
At City Theater on the South Side. As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.